Democrat Ilhan Omar blames sanctions, not socialism, for Venezuela's woes. By Joel B. Polak on January 25, 2019. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, to the House Foreign Relations Committee. And the radical Justice Democrat is already drawing mockery for her position on Venezuela. On Wednesday, the U.S. and many other nations recognized the president of the Venezuelan National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as the interim president of Venezuela. On the basis of provisions in the Venezuelan constitution that declare any government that destroys democracy or violates human rights in the country to be illegitimate. Omar tweeted Thursday that the United States had backed a coup to bring the right-wing opposition to power. A U.S.-backed coup in Venezuela is not a solution to the dire issues they face. Trump's efforts to install a far-right opposition will only incite violence and further destabilize the region. We must support Mexico, Uruguay, and the Vatican's efforts to facilitate a peaceful dialogue. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 25, 2019. The problem: Venezuela's opposition is socialist and is invoking the country's constitution, not seizing power. In addition, Omar's contention that the opposition will incite violence ignores the fact that the socialist regime of Nicolas Maduro and of Hugo Chavez before him has carried out violence against peaceful opposition protests. Omar's tweet was widely mocked by fellow Democrats, foreign policy experts, and, crucially, Venezuelans themselves. Congresswoman Omar, as a Venezuelan who lives in the U.S. and identifies as liberal, I find this statement highly irresponsible and ignorant. It is not a coup. The National Assembly is using the Constitution to restore democracy and rule of law in Venezuela. Andres Reidman, at Reidman Andra, January 25, 2019. I'm Venezuelan. We totally support what USA is doing for us. There is no room for dialogues cause you don't negotiate with criminals and narcos. The left just turned the richest country in South America in one of the poorest ones in the world. I really hope socialism disappears. Carlita Race, at My Body Be Carla 1, January 25, 2019. Ilhan, I love you, but as a Venezuelan American you could not be more wrong. The opposition is not a far-right group, it is not Trump installing him. It is a movement by the people to overthrow an illegitimate dictator. We just ask the end. Community recognize the will of the PPL. Marie, at underscore Maria Bermudez underscore, January 25, 2019. Yet Omar doubled down on Friday morning, reiterating that the U.S. was conducting a coup, and blaming U.S. sanctions, not Maduro's disastrous socialist policies, for the country's persistent economic problems. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 25, 2019. Pelosi appointed Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Omar's first choice, despite the Minnesota Congresswoman's history of hostility to Israel and her record of anti-Semitic statements. Her position on Venezuela coincides with that of Iran, Russia, China, Turkey, the Palestinian Authority, and the Hezbollah terror group. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.